Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mark Laurie, Niagara Falls City School Superintendent, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline. Mark, good morning. Happy spring break.
Oh, good morning. It's a good time to have spring break. Let me tell you, we were ready for it.
All right. Well, it's mid-April, and You and other districts across the state are putting budgets together that will go before voters next month. But there's a key piece of missing information because of the late state budget. How are you dealing with this?
Well, it's unfortunate that we have to deal with this situation, but we're dealing it with our best thought and our best estimate, really. We received a governor's run of the budget on January 22nd. We're using that as our best thought. We know that it frequently changes, but we have an obligation to the voting public and to our school boards to have a budget in place by the 28th of April at the latest, so that we could get the property tax report card out to the public, and we'll do our best. Fortunately or unfortunately, we have a history with this. So it's not where we like to be, but it is where we're at, and we'll have to deal with it.
I mean, do you have a general idea, you know, what percentage or so do you kind of know for sure versus might change depending on what you hear out of the state?
We have a general idea. I think that's a good way to put it. And, you know, we stay in very close conversation with our elected officials. As I said, we use the governor's or the executive run to make our best estimate. We know from time to time we do get an increase. It's never happened that we've received a decrease. So we're using that number. It's really not accurate in the fact that we'll have to put a property tax report card out there, which doesn't accurately reflect. In our case, we're using some reserve money. If we were to get more money, the property tax report card and the amount of money we use in reserves wouldn't be exactly equal. So it's just not a precise way to do things. I don't like to do things that way. It's not precise, but it's the best that we have. And in addition to the money, you know, they're talking about a lot of policies, cell phone policy. We're hearing that that's going to be bell to bell and it's going to come forth, but we don't know what it looks like. We don't know what the parameters are. So every day that we don't have a budget, and it looks like it's going to go another week at least, it brings some confusion, and it's really not fair to the public.
On the cell phone policy, are you kind of already putting that into play?
Yeah, we are. Now, in spirit of honesty, we do not have a bell-to-bell policy. Right now, we have no cell phone in classes. A bell-to-bell policy would eliminate that in lunchrooms and passing time. So we're anticipating that that's what's going to happen. But again, we'd like to see the language for that policy or for that regulation, as well as the final budget number.
Do you agree with that bell-to-bell idea? Because there's a lot of people out there who say, well, you know, it's not in the classroom. What's a big deal? If it's out in the hallway, even you have some parents say that. Proponents of it say, well, if you are allowed to have it at all during school, it's still a distraction. You know, you're thinking in class, oh, I can't wait to get out of here and check my messages and things like that. Where do you stand on that idea?
Yeah, I've always believed in letting local school boards, local control have some say in how those policies are enforced, because that's the big thing. We have to enforce that policy. And when you have the largest high school in Western New York, Niagara Falls High School, 2,000 students, the enforcement takes a little bit more than it might in a smaller district. So I've always preferred that the local jurisdictions have some more involvement in that policy. Nonetheless, I think it's a good thing. Its time has come. We have to move forward. We'll certainly do it. And as you said, we're I would say 70% of the way there. It's just that lunchroom, the cafeteria, the hallway that we're going to have to really consider, in the high school at least, some type of a pouch or locking mechanism that does it for kids, because the enforcement in that school, which is 420,000 square feet, is going to be challenging.
I was going to ask you about how you're going to secure these phones during the day. Do you think it's only for the high school that you might have to do that?
Well, we have had really great success without any kind of a pouch or locking system in grades K through 8 right now. I would like to get the feedback of the staff, the board. Right now, my mind is definitely around some kind of a locking system for high school. Our middle schools have done an excellent job over the last 4 years of making sure students have their phones away, all day. They're in their lockers, they're all day, and if they need to, for whatever reason, they have a mechanism to let students say, I need to get a hold of somebody or I have to check something. And we've had very few infractions K to 8, very few. The high school is where I think that we're going to need to definitely look at something, just because of the sheer size of the building and the number of students.
Well, a lot to still kind of sort out on a state level. Yeah. Wish you the best to sort that out on your own
much.
Once you get the info, Mark.
Mark, thank you
for the time. Mark Lurie, Superintendent, Niagara Falls City Schools.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.